This podcast of Indiana High School Athletics on WGCLradio.com is brought to you by Smithville.
Ready to fire up that new HD television with top sports action? Fiber-fueled IPTV from locally owned Smithville Communications delivers the best quality digital television. And now there's even more great sports in the Smithville lineup. Smithville is adding more HD channels and other features, so don't get left behind. Get the Smithville Triple Play today. For more information, visit smithville.com today. Or call 800-742-4084. That's 800-742-4084.
Let's take a look at the starting lineup. First of all, for the visitors tonight from Columbus North, outfitted in their road blues tonight, and they'll start with Marcus Humes at one forward spot, a 6'4 senior, averaging a little over 2 points and about three rebounds a ball game. He'll be flanked by 6'1 junior Mitchell Kelly, averaging about 2 points and also two rebounds. You can notice these scoring averages, and this is what happened after you take a Josh Spidell out of the lineup, and he had been averaging 26 points and nine rebounds. Vince Grana will start at the other guard. So Jason going small, and with three guards, a 5'10 senior. We've seen Grana play, and he's averaging in his career, this being one of his better years scoring-wise, a little over 4.5 points and a rebound, but he's also one of the setup men. Cooper Glick will start at the point tonight, and Glick is their leading scorer right now, 15.3 points a ball game. Gets about six rebounds, and Glick averaging two assists and also about a steal and a half a game. So Marcus Humes, 6'4", Mitchell Kelly at 6'1", Vince Grana, 5'10", senior. Cooper Glick got good size, running the point at 6'3", and the other starter tonight will be one of their young players, 6'7", sophomore, Alex King, who's averaging nearly 5 points and 3.5 rebounds a contest. So that's the North starting lineup, brought to you by Morrison's Appliances. The Panthers, no lineup changes tonight. 6'5 senior Josh Martindale, he's in the Bloomington Hardware spotlight for John Callahan tonight, and for good reason. He's got that free throw shooting percentage up to 68 going into tonight. It was down around the mid-50s right before the start of the year. So that has gone up along with the strings of wins that the purple and white have been able to put on the board. Josh averaging 8.7 points a ball game and a couple of rebounds, shooting 59% from the field. Nick Elliott starts at the other forward, 6'3 senior, averaging 4 points, shooting 54% from the field. Logan Kirby, 59% field goal shooter. Logan averaging almost 7.5 points. Five rebounds, a 6'6 senior. Tucker Blackwell and Johnny Jaeger complete the lineup. Tucker the junior, 6'1", averaging 11.6, and Johnny the 6-foot senior, averaging 14.5 points a ball game. So our referee, Tom Hankins from Indianapolis, getting ready to toss up the pumpkin, and we're about ready to go. Bloomington South will go from left to right on the radio dial, dressed in their whites, with a purple and a white trim, and a tips control by the Columbus North Bulldogs. So South will come out man-to-man as Vince Grana will run the point, and we'll probably see Columbus North be extra special and take their time with patience in the half court. Grana has the ball back over to Cooper Glick. Glick's the scorer, and he puts one up no good. Knocked around, loose ball rebound cleared out of there by Johnny Jaeger. Johnny gets his share. He's averaging about three rebounds to go along with his 14.5 points, five assists a game, and nearly two steals. Filling in all those boxes that I like to talk about. Panthers in the half court with the basketball, low post. Logan Kirby down the lane. Johnny put up a shot, hit the bottom of the iron, and cleared out of there by the Columbus North Bulldogs, and that was Marcus Humes. A long three-pointer, barely got iron. That was taken and missed by Mitchell Kelly. Loose ball rebound on the offensive board. Alex King with a shot taken straight out, and Columbus has the lead on a field goal by Marcus Humes. Humes again called and summoned into action, what with the loss of Spidell and also Larson. Here comes Johnny across the timeline, gets the pick set up by Logan Kirby, wheels it in. Now Josh Martindale spins, fires off the glass too hard, and it's cleared out of there by Marcus Humes. And now we got a problem and a turnover by Columbus North. And the South Panthers will have the basketball in the half court right in front of the Columbus North bench. They trail 2-0 here early. Martindale will trigger it in, does to Tucker Blackwell down on the right wing. Thinking 3 points, thinking drive right now. Nice release pass now, shot fake. In goes Martindale, put up a shot, no, knocked around. Loose ball rebound cleared out of there by Mitchell Kelly. So the blue-clad at Columbus North Bulldogs with the basketball. They have an early 2-0 lead. Grotto with the ball, deals it now over to King. Good ball movement, click as they all touch it in the half court. With the ball is Mitchell Kelly, harassed over there by Tucker Blackwell. Vince Grotto with it around the screen set up by Alex King. He's the tallest Bulldog in the half court at 6'7", and only a sophomore, a very promising sophomore for Jason Spear. Vince Grotto with the ball, trying to take Johnny inside, and the ball's kicked off his shoe top, but evidently Johnny had a piece of the body and picks up the personal foul.
Joe, early shooting numbers. Panthers 0 for 4 from the field. Columbus East 1 of 3. Humes has 3 rebounds as well as the only point scored in the game.
Yeah, I tell you, and he'll be triggering the ball out and triggers it out to Kelly. Over to Cooper Glick. Glick's a southpaw, by the way. We got a travel call against Alex King, so we're 0-2 in turnovers as the Bulldogs have turned it over twice. Here in the early going, South hasn't scored yet, 5:47 to play. We had a reserve game tonight. It went, and you know, the reserves this year are playing 7-minute quarters. It was 3-1 South at the end of the first quarter. There's Tucker, a three. Tucker has been explosive these last 4 or 5 games in his winning streak, especially with his offense, upping that three-point average of his to 38%, and that one hit nothing but nylon. 3-2, loose ball, and thrown away again. Johnny on the steal, deals it over to Tucker, feeling it, three ball, got another one. Just like he did that night against Edgewood, we were here, and Tucker Blackwell starts out. Trey, he's got all 6 Panther points, and it's 6-2. We play 3 minutes here in the opening quarter. King with the basketball, left side of the key, over to Cooper Glick, and he's walking with the ball.
4 turnovers for Columbus North.
Logan Kirby will be triggering it out. South off tomorrow night. In progress, Edgewood looking for its first share of a conference basketball title in 6 years, leading Brown County 16-10 at the end of the first quarter over in Ellettsville. 6-2 here. Panthers with a 4-point lead, and there's Tucker Blackwell on the drive. Well, he's feeling it, and it's 8-2. And it's Blackwell prep, 8-2. Playing for the South Panthers. There's a long-range howitzer by Grana, no good. Cleared out of there nicely by Logan Kirby. With it is Jaeger. They reverse the ball. Shot fake. Feeling it. Why not shoot it? He got another one. How about Tucker Blackwell? And Jason Spear has seen enough of Tucker Blackwell, who has scored 10 consecutive points to put the Panthers in front. 10-2 at the 4:15 mark of the opening quarter. Back with more action here on the home score after this half-minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone, along with our producer, Katie Robbins, Joe Smith, and John Callahan. 4:15 to play, opening quarter, and it's Tucker Blackwell time. All 10 points scored here in the early going, 10 consecutive points after the Panthers trailed 2-0. So Tucker wired in with 2 triples and 2 regulars, John.
Yeah, he's, again, he's accounted for all the scoring, as you say, hit those 3 balls. Johnny Jaeger off to a good start, although he hasn't scored yet. He has 2 assists, so he's adding to that assist total.
Got 86 on the year now. So Johnny continues toward the century mark in that regard. We got a new player in the lineup, J.D. Harris, or check that. That is Nathan Van Dievener, a young promising sophomore that has checked into the lineup for the Columbus North Bulldogs. Vince Grano with it. Long range shot by Glick straight out, a three ball. So Cooper Glick, who can do that, he's shooting decently from three ball range, 35%. But he now is the only double figure scorer in the Bulldog offensive attack, with 15 points per game. Cuts the Panther lead down to 10-5. Martindale reverses the ball. Oh, what a move by Blackwell. And then he tried to feed Martindale inside, and it went off the shoe top of Nathan Van Dievener and out of bounds. It'll be Panther basketball.
Yeah, that was a very unselfish play by Tucker. He could have laid it in, but tried to dish it to Martindale.
Johnny down on the wing to Tucker. Back out it goes. Logan Kirby deals it over to Nick Elliott. There is a three again. Tucker straight out. He hasn't missed a shot tonight. Man alive. Tucker Blackwell, 13 straight Bloomington South points. He's two over his average already, and we still have 3:18 to play in the quarter. How about this start, huh? Working on a big-time career number. Inside Glick put up a shot, no good. Ball knocked loose. Loose ball rebound kicked around, and we'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow will go to Bloomington South. 3:06 to play, opening quarter. Panther action tonight being brought to you in part by Black Lumber. They've got everything you need. Whether you're a contractor doing a major remodel or a homeowner trying to improve your property, you can count on Black Lumber. Keenan Francis checked into the ball game, and it will be he that triggers it out. Just recently committed and signed, actually, his national letter on Wednesday with Valparaiso University to play football. And they got a diamond in the rough as a heck of a wide receiver and an excellent student athlete. We got a whistle and a foul call. And let's wait and see. The other officials, I told you, Tom Hankins from Indianapolis, but Murray Mento and Caleb Donahue are from the state of Kentucky. Donahue from Henderson, Kentucky, and Mento from Drake's Horn, Kentucky. Panthers working it inside. Shot fake. What a move by Logan Kirby. So Kirby breaks the Blackwell string of 13 in a row. It's 15-5. South's off to a good shooting start after, well, I say, with Blackwell wiring things offensively after the Panthers missed their first four shot attempts of the night. Ball overhead. Marcus Humes. They deal it around. Van Dievener over to Vince Grana. Averaging about 4.5 points a ball game. Van Dievener's only a sophomore. Cooper Glick inside. Tried to feed it inside to Marcus Humes, and he was fouled. I don't think that was a shot attempt. And I was wrong. It was a shot attempt, and the foul is going to be nailed on Logan Kirby. His first. That is the team's second. Panthers with a 10-point lead. And Glick at the free throw line. Pretty good free throw shooter, 76% on the year. Trying to cut into the Panther lead, and he connects. So Glick with four. Columbus North shooting 71% as a team. Their free field goal percentage was up, but they really suffered offensively and not only mentally, but otherwise the other night. Statistically, after the loss of Spidell, they had already lost Larson as Glick hits both. But it's a shooting percentage now down to 50%, but this is a basketball club that has been ranked as high as number 6 in the state. They come in tonight still very well respected at number 12. Out of the corner, shot taken, and bingo. Chance Coyle. Chance also checking into the ball game. Knocks down his first two. And the young freshman continuing to be on the improve. Guns in his first field goal. There's Vince Grana shooting and missing. What a save by Blackwell, but over to Van Dievener. Shot taken by King, in and out no good. High rebound cleared out of there by Chance Coyle. Here comes Franz over to the hot hand, the hot Panther, and that is Tucker Blackwell. And we got a whistle and a foul on the Bulldog.
Well, the Panthers have hit their last seven shots from the field.
Well, Tucker Blackwell got it started. We got another new face into the lineup for the Columbus North, the Bulldogs, and that is Jalen Flemings, another freshman. And he is guarding right now in a mismatch. Martindale put up a shot, no good, and a slash touch by a Bulldog.
Sure, I was talking with Tom Rust, Columbus Radio. He said this Flemings kid's an outstanding athlete. Probably will be the quarterback at Columbus North High School.
So Flemings, a good size. I mean, he's growing. He's only 14 years old. And playing tonight is a freshman, so all of a sudden Jason Spear has three freshmen playing a lot for his ball club, what with the injuries and the unfortunate situation to Spidell. How about another three-pointer by Tucker?
Wow.
16 points in the quarter. 16 of the 20 in the quarter for Tucker Blackwell. 20-7, Southside with a 13-point lead. There's Van Dievener from three-point range, rims it out, and I believe it's going to be last touched by, well, they say, I thought it, Granit knocked it out of the outstretched arms of Franz. Well, they're going to sit Chucker down and cool him off just a bit. I don't know if that's such a good idea, but JR is a Hall of Fame coach for a reason. 16-point quarter for Tucker Blackwell. Down to 40 seconds to play. We're in the opening quarter. Rana with the ball, trying to go, and Gilpin has checked into the ball game. Taylor Gilpin with the ball now. Outside for the Bulldogs, trying to make some things happen now. Cooper Glick. 27 seconds to play. Wants to take it inside, and we got a foul. Well, they call traveling. So Cooper Glick turns it over. That is the fifth turnover on Columbus North here in the opening quarter.
I didn't see that turnover, but...
So 11 turnovers is all they've been averaging, and they've got five already. And here comes Southside. Let's check it out. Coyle in there with Gilpin. Also in there, and backing up is Mike Connor. So Connor with the basketball to the baseline, put up a shot, partially blocked by King. King, Connor got his own rebound, put back up, no good by Gilpin. And here comes Flemons, and he'll not get the shot off. Would not have counted had it gone in, and that's the end of the first quarter. South leads it 20-7 on the strength of Tucker Blackwell, 16 points in the opening quarter. Before we go to break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Sir Katie Robbins will be back with second quarter action after this one-minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Well, back to action we come, just underway in the second quarter. Tucker Blackwell has outscored Columbus North by nine. We'll give you the details in a minute. We got another couple of new faces in the lineup. J.D. Harris, a six-foot freshman, and Trey Vincent has checked into the ball game for the first time. Well, it was a Tucker Blackwell show the first 8 minutes. He sat down, I think, the last minute, so he played and scored, and John, he was lights out.
6 for 6 from the field, including 4 of 4 behind the line, 16 points. The Panthers shot 8 of 15 in the first quarter, 4 of 4 again behind the line. Columbus North just 2 of 9. Columbus North with 5 turnovers. Bloomington South with 0 turnovers in the first quarter.
Mitchell Kelly hasn't shot all that many free throws, a 40%er coming into tonight, and he bricks that after hitting the first, so it's a 28 ball game. Panthers by 12. Blackwell is back in the ballgame. Heels it now over to Nick Elliott. Regular starting five. The ball's tipped. Oh, they say that Tucker touched it last. So Bloomington South turns it over. Well, I've been watching the young man since he was born. And obviously playing basketball, Tucker's never had a 16-point quarter. And I can, in recent memories, recall a player. I'm sure there have been those that I've done high school games with. I just can't remember. But I can tell you that 16 points is a wagon load. 20-8. We're early in the second quarter. Nick Elliott, ball overhead over to Tucker. Tucker trying to make a move around the screen. Now we'll set up the offense. Takes a dribble down on the left wing. Columbus North stays in their man-to-man. There's Trey Vincent, the promising freshman, a little guy. He may not be 6 foot. Shot taken straight out and missed by Logan Kirby. And J.D. Harris showing some verticality at that time with the rebound. He's another freshman. So right now they're playing with two freshmen, two sophomores, and a senior. Or no, Glick's, yeah, Glick is in there. So that is the fivesome. Shot taken, and Glick hit another one. Cooper Glick. He's shot in two tonight. Both of his points, he's got 8. 2 3-pointers, I should say. And Columbus North cuts it to a 9-point deficit. Here come the Panthers now. Quickly in the half court, Tucker Blackwell had a wide open Nick Elliott that time and couldn't get the pass to him. Nice pass inside Martindale over to Logan. He puts up a shot. Mismatch in size there. And Logan Kirby with his second field goal. Not much that Mitch Kelly could do at 6-1 against Logan Kirby, who spread him out pretty well in the paint that time. There's Glick, put up a shot, got iron. Here comes Tucker leading the fast break. Got Elliott on one side, finds him, Nick off the glass, hammered. He'll go to the line and shoot two.
Just pushing the ball up the Panthers that time. comes and play. Well, Harris not fouling, we have another assist for Tucker.
At the free throw line is Nick Elliott. Nick has been steady, playing his senior year. He's averaged almost 4.5 points and about 3 rebounds. He just needs to bring that free throw average up a bit, and if he continues to do that, he will. Only 48% at game time, but here again, he hasn't shot all that many, but extends the lead out to 12. His first point of the night, and misses here, and rebounded by J.D. Harris. So Harris leaves it for Vincent, and the little freshman comes across the timeline, guarded by Johnny Jaeger. Tried to go backdoor with the pass, and, he had the same idea, Kelly, except he threw it to the wrong man, and that was Johnny Jaeger, turnover, Columbus North. Panthers with a 23-11 lead at the 5-minute mark of the second quarter. Just tuned us in, you missed a 16-point quarter by Tucker Blackwell. 16 of the 20. Long-range howitzer taken by Johnny. No good. Cleared out of there. Tell you, Kelly's done a nice job rebounding. He comes across the timeline. Over to Harris. Harris steals it over to King. Two freshmen and two sophomores and a senior. There's a bad pass, and Jaeger will take it coast to coast. He's fouled by the freshman, Vincent. The shot does not go in, but Jaeger goes to the free throw line, and he'll shoot two.
Vincent doing a good job that time, Joe, keeping Jaeger from getting that easy basket.
23-11. Well, the Panthers have that, and you expect it when things are hitting on all cylinders. And with the 12-game winning streak, their free throw percentage as a team has skyrocketed. 72%, which is more norm, really, with JR's good ball clubs. They've always been sound from the free throw line, and Johnny's been one of the leaders throughout his career. He connects on his first free throw, his first point of the night. He's shooting 80, and very seldom do you see him miss too many. He missed that one. So the Panthers 2 of 4, as I talk about their free throw shooting, 24-11. They have a 13-point lead, thanks to Tucker Blackwell's 16-point first quarter. Out back, we got a foul and a problem on a Panther. Jason Spear surveying activity up in front of his bench. I got to hand it to you. Spear's done a nice job. A kid that grew up down to the south of us in Lawrence County. In his seventh year, 113-43. Was on those good Tom McKinney teams, and he and Andy Hodson are their best of friends. Hodson's Cougars playing tonight against Terre Haute North. We got a problem inside and an armbar foul against one of the Panther big men, either on Logan Kirby or Martindale. It's going to be on Kirby.
The second.
That is only the sixth team foul on Bloomington South. Make it the fifth team foul. A non-shooting foul. Kelly gets it in, and with it is J.D. Harris. Over to Vincent. Glick has been their offense tonight. You would expect that, as the senior has stepped up with all that has happened to Columbus North in this what has been a tumultuous week. There's a nice move by the freshman. Look at that move inside. Trey Vincent makes it 24-13. Quickly, here come the Panthers. Three on the way. Blackwell hasn't missed a triple all night. 19 points for Tucker Blackwell. He's 5 for 5 from three-point range. And a proud dad who always films the game he's got a big smile. You can imagine that, huh? Wonder what Susan's thinking right now. She sits down in front of us about seven rows. Very proud of their son. Shot taken by Glick out of the corner. He's been short on those, and it's cleared out of there by Nick Elliott, and a rebound foul on a Columbus North Bulldog.
Yeah, Glick again going inside, Joe, and the Panthers just collapse on him.
Well, you know, Tucker comes up and always talks to me before the ball game, and he is planning a hospital trip to see his buddy, Josh Spidell. And yes, they are close. They played for 3 years on the summertime AAU teams, as did Johnny Jaeger, who was up at the hospital the night of that accident. Very close, these Panthers with the Bulldogs. And as Tucker told me, you couldn't find a better friend than Josh Spidell. Shot taken by Jaeger, his first field goal. They widen it out to 29-13, but Tucker knows that he won't be able to go in because the room is guarded, and he is in the ICU, from what I'm told, and still in that medically induced coma. Shot taken by Glick. He's short again and cleared out of there by Chance Coyle, but he's going up anyway since the Panthers don't play tomorrow, and Blackwell has kind of dedicated this game to Spiedel. Said he always enjoyed going against Josh. Obviously, you know who he was rooting for and pulling for, his own Panthers. But in the back of his mind, his thoughts and prayers out to the 6'8 senior. And that just shows you the kind of young man we're talking about in Tucker Blackwell. And he has come out a-blazing tonight with 19 points here. 19 of the 29, South has scored. Loose ball, Panthers lose it. Here comes Kelly. He's had his mitts on the ball a number of times. Goes in the lane, shoved in the back and fouled, maybe by Keenan Frams.
Kelly, a quarterback on the football team.
Yeah.
Just looked like he was running down the field on that particular possession.
I tell you, he's no skinny guy. I mean, he's only not all that tall now. He's 6'1", but he's not a hefty 6'1", but he's put together well. 29-13, he'll trigger the ball out. Does. Back into the ball game comes Marcus Humes. He scored the first Bulldog basket with it right now. Another new face. Well, no, that's Vince Grana, and he is, let's see. An offensive foul evidently called against Columbus North.
That'd be on Kelly. That'd be his third.
Illegal screen, okay. So Kelly.
It's on Glick. They call that one on Glick.
So Cooper Glick picks up the personal foul. That is the seventh team foul. First on Glick. 2:36 to play. We're in the second quarter. Late. And Tucker Blackwell, 5 of 5 from behind the line. Down on the wing. Franz out to Nick Elliott. Shot taken and missed. Actually, that was Chance Coyle. And cleared out of there by Kelly again. So Kelly's got himself working on a pretty good night. Rebounding. Grana with the ball over to Kelly. Down to approaching the two-minute mark. There is the young freshman, Vincent, a three. How about Trey Vincent off the bench with 5 points to give the Bulldogs a lift, and JR's got his hands in his pocket, stoically looking at Chance Coyle and a few of other of his Panthers, not liking the no-want defense out on the young freshman, Trey Vincent, who was all by himself on the right wing and drilled it from about 22 feet. We'll break for a half minute, 2:02 to play. We're in the second quarter lead, 29-16. Southside leads it by 13. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Joe Smith along with John Callahan. Our producer tonight, Katie Robbins, high atop our studios downtown at One City Center. Tucker Blackwell Show, 7 of 7 overall tonight. Haven't missed a shot, 5 of 5 from behind the line. And fighting for the loose ball, and Nick Elliott got it down to Chance Coyle. Nice pass inside to Franz off the glass. Keenan Franz with his first field goal. Well, Keenan has really done the job. He's done it all year. He got the football out of him finally after the Panther run to the semi-state. And we got a whistle and another foul called on a Bloomington South Panther. And this should put Columbus North at the line with the 1-1. And stepping to the line will be Mitchell Kelly. 31-16. Panthers led from the start. Actually, I take that back. Columbus North scored the first basket of the ball game. They led 2-0. Panthers missed four or five of their first five shots. Inside move, shot taken and missed by Elliott. And here comes Columbus North the other way. Cooper Glick inside. What a nice move. Put up a shot, no, and it's cleared out there by Franz. Franz almost walked. Clears the ball, and here comes Blackwell the other way. He'll stop and pop a three, finally missed a shot. And that was a three ball. Kind of hurried it, but he's feeling it. And when you got 19 and you haven't missed anything, you shoot it. Why not? 31-16. Maybe a little too early in the offense, but, you know, Tucker's got the green light. Just like Jager does, shot by Kelly, barely got the iron, fell right into the arms of Keenan Franz. 40 seconds to play here in the opening half, 31-16. So the Panthers trailed by two, but then Blackwell got hot and scored 13 in a row before Columbus North knew what hit him. Down to 27 seconds to play as Franz comes out, gets the pass from Blackwell, and now Johnny Jager. 20 seconds to play. Down on the wings, Franz right now, Blackwell, Jager, Chance Coyle, and Nick Elliott. So both Panther big men will rest the rest of the first half. Down to 8 seconds to play. They work it around the horn. Let's see who gets hot. Inside move. Blackwell off the glass. Got it. 21 points, and he hit it at the buzzer. Or a second in front of it. Doesn't matter. He's done no wrong, and he has just uncorked a 21-point first half against the Columbus North Bulldogs. 5 of 5 from behind the arc, and 8 of 9 collectively with his twos and his threes. Panthers lead at 33-16 as we have reached halftime. Bloomington North leading Terre Haute North. They are in the third quarter already, 26-17. So a struggle there to score points, as John Blau tells us. And Jim Gordello at the end of three. Edgewood leading Brown County 39-35. So this one is 33-16. So we got you caught up on all of the Monroe County High School basketball. John will have his numbers as we have arrived at halftime. Winter Sports Carnival night here. And again, congratulations to the King and Queen, Anthony Williams and Denise Asquith. 33-16. Couple of outstanding student athletes and a state champion mixed in there. Denise Asquith, who will be pretty tough to beat this year as well when spring rolls around. Our halftime show brought to you in part by Janice Locksmith, by Motor Service, the Ice Center of Southern Indiana, and by Keller Heating and Air. We're back in a couple of minutes. 33-16, Southside with a 17-point lead over the 12th-ranked Columbus North Bulldogs. You're listening to South Panther Basketball.
Motor Service is your local Carquest Auto Parts store located at the corner of 5th and Rogers in Bloomington since 1950. Motor Service is your professional auto parts store specializing in paint and body supplies with complete machine shop services. You know, winter weather is here, and the cold and ice can really hurt your car, so why not visit Carquest before it's too late? Carquest will give you the good service you expect for a price you can afford. Remember, Motor Service wants to help you.
Would you like to visit with your children and grandchildren without reaching for your glasses? Memories are much clearer when seen in high definition. The Eye Center of Southern Indiana offers advanced technology lens implants for cataract surgery. Call today to make your reservation for your future at 812-334-1213. That's the Eye Center at 812-334-1213. Or visit their website at theeyecenter.org.
Indiana weather changes. Is it winter or spring? Hi, this is Vicki at Bloomington Hardware, your locally owned True Value. Start right, start here. We want to make it easy for you. Our ice melter is 30% off whether you need it now or plan to store it for next year. Great prices and brand names you trust to help you on the chores, but also to help you with a gift for your Valentine. We have the buying power of True Value behind us, so you get the great prices on fireplace tools, shower heads, wind chimes, pocket knives, and the heaters you want. You can really heat up Valentine's Day with a Weber grill. We carry safer organic products for your indoor and outdoor gardening Valentine, so plan on heart-healthy plants. The garden seeds have arrived, and maybe even some chickens in your backyard. That's Bloomington Hardware, located on College Mall Road, open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 7, Sunday, 10 to 6. Your locally owned True Value, start right, start here. Shop us 24/7 with free shipping at bloomingtonhardware.com. Like us on Facebook.
Welcome back, everyone, as we open up the book. Halftime. Resting here. Panthers with a 33-16 lead. Searching for its 13th consecutive victory, leading the Columbus North Bulldogs. Earlier tonight, Alex Franklin with 10. Hunter Lloyd with 6. As Aaron Parker's crew moved to 17-0 with its 35-24 victory over the Columbus North JVs. And again, catching you up on high school basketball around the area. Big one out in Ellisville in the Mustang Corral. 39-35 at the end of three. Edgewood clinging to a four-point lead. They've led basically throughout most of that ball game. And Bloomington North, a nine-point lead in the third quarter against against Terre Haute North, playing on the McKinney court. Our part of our halftime show is sponsored by Keller Heating and Air, your local factory-authorized carrier dealer, serving Monroe County and the surrounding areas since 1972. Go online at kellerheating.com and by the Eye Center of Southern Indiana. Truly changing lives with eye LASIKs. Don't wait any longer. Give them a call Monday, at 334-1213. And by our friend Bill Carpenter and his crew at Motor Service, your local Carquest Auto Parts store. They've been at 5th and Rogers for decades. Motor Service, a proud sponsor of high school sports right here on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Motor Service wants to help you. John will have his numbers when we come back after this two-minute timeout. Panthers leading at 33-16. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Joe Smith, John Callahan, Katie Robbins, our producer. Hey, don't forget, tomorrow, the best of luck to all of our Monroe County wrestlers. South will host the regional starting at 9, and the girls swim tomorrow in the Columbus sectional over at Columbus North High School. The finals at 1 o'clock. So side out to the white-cladded Bloomington South Panthers, and Tucker Blackwell working on a 21-point scoring night. He's season best, 22. He had that against Franklin Central with the basketball down on the baseline and a foul against Nick Elliott. Let's see who they whistle that against. It comes early, same starting lineup. Let's see, Marcus Humes, he's out there. Kelly, Grana, Glick, and King. 33-16. Panthers starting five intact. Johnny Jaeger held the three, but the Panthers have just loved the way number 11 is shooting the ball. He misses here to open up his second half. Off to the right side. Here comes Cooper Glick. He's a good scorer in his own right. Almost fouled by Nick Elliott. That took his right arm off. Lucky for Glick, he's a southpaw. 33-16. There was no whistle. Grana down on the baseline, and the ball stolen away by Blackwell. He had it momentarily. It'll be out of bounds, though, as Tucker had his foot on the end line. Blackwell, 8 of 9 in the opening half. He was 5 of 5 from behind the line, 21 points. That 22-point effort against Floyd Central came in Game 3. And he wasn't near as hot from three-point range. I think he had, well, he had 3 of 8 from three-point range in that ball game. Shot taken by Glick, threw it up over his head, and it came down through. So Cooper Glick now in double figures. He has 10 points. That's his first regular field goal. And the Bulldogs cut the lead to 15. With the ball down on the right wing is Nick Elliott. In the high post now, Logan Kirby. It had the ball just taken right away from him by Alex King. Down two, and there's a shot taken and missed. But Marcus Humes pays the price as he was flat hammered by a Panther. And that was Logan Kirby, who was miffed that he had the ball taken away and made a Bulldog pay for it.
Kirby now three personal fouls.
Alex King was the one that just, you know, took the ball right around, right away from Logan Kirby. Kirby now with three fouls, his first obviously here, and delivering the free throw at the line was is Marcus Humes, and he misses here, so he's one of two, and Logan Kirby still a miff that he had that ball taken away. Rips that rebound down defensively. 33-19. We played a minute and a half here. Tucker Blackwell inside. Shot fake down on the right wing. And he almost threw it away. And now Columbus North does steal the basketball all by himself. Glick. So Glick with four. And it's a 33-21 ball game. Here come the Panthers. Josh Martindale hasn't scored tonight. Out on him is Glick. Columbus North stays in their man-to-man with a long three by Johnny. Got iron, rolled around, no, tipped up, no, fight for the rebound. That's Nick Elliott, had it, lost it, Glick's got it. Here come the blue shirts the other way. Glick still on the dribble, stopping, popping a three, got it. That's Alex King. Well, he is a good shooter, 67%, and J.R. Holmes has a timeout. For a little powwow, and for good reason. The lead is down to 9 with 5:45 to play as Columbus North has come out here in the third quarter quite hot. 5:45 to play in the third quarter. Back in a half minute, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Third quarter, JR has seen enough as Columbus North out of the dressing room on a 7-0 run, and they've cut the lead to 9, 33-24. So we'll see how the powwow induces better play in here. Shot taken and missed by Kirby and cleared out of there by Columbus North. That's Cooper Glick. Glick's a good rebounder. He's got decent size in addition to his 15 points. He averages about six rebounds, and we got the fourth foul on Kirby to this quarter.
He got a hand on the ball, but he got it.
Boy, yeah, I guess he did, but I don't, you know. He got more ball, John, than he got body.
He certainly did.
At the free throw line will go Humes again. He's one of two from the line, and he'll be shooting two to try to add to this 7-0 run. In and out, no good. Don't see it very often in high school where a young man has a full beard.
You do not. Very impressive.
It is impressive. Humes bounces it a couple of times in the air, and he got it. So he's 2 for 4. Both of his points coming from the line, and it's an 8-0 run. And Jason Spear takes him out and puts Jalen Flemons in, a promising first-year player, and he's played three of them tonight, and all three have contributed. How about this run out of the dressing room by Columbus North? Oh, what a pass by Johnny Jager inside to Nick Elliott. So that breaks the run, but it took the Panthers nearly 3 minutes to get their first points here in the third quarter. Lead is at 10 at 35-25. Shot fake, Glick around Elliott, deals it instead to Grana. Now they work King. King against Johnny Jager on the switch. Back it goes to Glick. Inside, Glick got it, give and go off the glass. Rolled it off, no. Fight for the rebound. Columbus North's Grana has it. Long range shot. How about King? He's got two this quarter from three ball range. 35-28, and all of a sudden got us a ball game. 7-point lead. There's Tucker out of the corner. Got it. Three ball. That's 6 for 6. From the line, he's got 24, and I believe it's a new career high. Matter of fact, I know it is. So 24 points in the ball game for Tucker Blackwell. With the ball, Glick. I'll check with his pop next timeout. Shot taken, a long-range howitzer from three, no good. Ill-advised from Grana, and it's cleared out of there by the Panthers. Yeah, what a pass that was by, wow, Johnny Jager inside to Martindale for his first two. So Johnny with about a handful of assists. Yeah, that gives him 90 on the air. 40-28. Panthers needed that basket. Inside, and we got a hold by a Panther against Jalen Flemons. It's Flemons, not Fleming. Young man up from the JV team. He's 6'1". He has played well. J.D. Harris, Trey Vincent. So Jason Spear has played three young freshmen tonight. We're going to see this ball club again at home. It'll be, I know, emotional the night we're over there because it's going to be seniors' night.
Oh, wow.
And Bloomington North is over there. Andy Hodson's crew. Shot taken. Missed that.
That's King.
Who was it, King? Why not? He's had the hot hand. He's pulling a Tucker Blackwell. He's got 8 in the quarter. 40-30, back to a 10-point lead. Columbus North trimmed it to 8. Inside, shot fake, back out it goes. Around the horn, Johnny shot fake. Stops, pops, in the air, no good. Fight for the rebound, back up. And Chance Coyle with a nice offensive rebound will go to the free throw line, and he'll shoot 2.
Yeah, what great position Chance was able to get underneath there.
Well, Chance is going to be a good one before he graduates. Of course, his dad is the assistant coach under J.R. Holmes. Good free throw shooter is Chance, and he connects there. He's got 3 in the ball game. A 75% free throw shooter is the young freshman. Comes in averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds, and it's back out to a 12-point lead, 42-30. 3:25 to play now in the third quarter. Vince Grana being harassed across the timeline. Good defense by Johnny Jager. Glick pulls out. King has been feeling it now, and Martindale goes out on him. He's been the defensive ace. Puts the ball inside the post. Nice move by Flemons. Missed the shot. Rebounded by Blackwell. Here comes Tucker the other way. Oh, what a pass and a dunk on the wing. Josh Martindale give the assist to Tucker Blackwell. So in addition to scoring his 24, he does other things well, and we all know that. Shot inside, ball deflected, Chance Coyle on the steal, up it goes to Johnny off the glass, missed it, tipped up and in by Martindale. Well, Josh runs that way, almost stolen by Franz. Glick, Van Dievener a 3, out of the corner, no good, cleared out of there, Franz, transition basketball, Johnny's got a man to beat, beat him, laid it up too hard, rebounded back up by Coyle, he'll go to the line and shoot 2.
I'll tell you what, Joe, the bigs for the Panthers really running the court well here tonight. You had Martindale, He scored on a put back, and now Coyle there, he's got a chance for
Great transition basketball, and after Columbus North trimmed it to eight, the Panthers on an 8-0 run, and we've got a Panther down, I believe.
That's Jager.
Johnny Jager, evidently, took an awkward step, and he's being attended to. Well, Columbus North came out hot. They went on an 8-0 run to open up the quarter. Took the Panthers nearly 3 minutes to get their first points. And Columbus North, as I say, trimmed it to eight. It's back out to 16. Compliments of Josh Martindale, John, who has scored the last three baskets.
I was kind of wondering. I had him as my player spotlight. And up until this quarter, he really hadn't done a whole lot. But now he's really picked it up offensively. He's got 6 points in the quarter.
I think Johnny's got a cramp. He's left the court, the playing area. He's being attended to. He's not going to the dressing room. And taking his place comes Taylor Gilpin, 6 foot senior. He played some in the second quarter. And Chance Coyle will be at the free throw line where he was just there earlier in the quarter and deposited both free throws. South hasn't shot that many tonight. And Coyle now 3 for 3.
He's also got 5 rebounds in the game, Chance does.
They were only 2 of 4 in the first half, so this will be Coyle's fourth attempt here over the last minute and a half. Now some breathing room again, 47 to 30. And now this little run by Bloomington South is out to 10-0. And there's a bad pass, almost stolen away, and Cooper Glick is fouled in backcourt, and I think Coyle got it. 2:23 to play. Tonight's broadcast of Panther basketball being brought to you in part by Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy, a family-owned independent pharmacy offering personalized and expert advice on a full range of pharmacy services. They're located out on the west side at 574 South Landmark. Trey Vincent, one of the freshmen, back into the ball game along with Cooper Glick, working the high post. Also back in is Humes inside. What a move by Vincent. Count it.
Wow.
Well, that's two great little moves by this freshman. He's got 7 points and earns his first varsity free throw attempt of the year to try to knock this down to 15 points.
He's obviously going to see more playing time this year.
He's a left-hander like Glick, and he's got a nice move, a touch from the line as well. And all of a sudden, he's got 8 off the bench, and it's 2 minutes to play, and it's 48-33, and a foul down against Cooper Glick. Fouled hard, by the way, a Panther getting up slow, and that is Tucker Blackwell. Minute 59 to play. Panthers trail 2-0, and outside of that, if you just dialed us in, Tucker Blackwell had 13 consecutive points, had 21 in the first half, was 5 of 5 from behind the line. He's added to that. He hadn't missed a triple all night. He's 8 of 10, 9 of 11 from the field, and he's got 24 points, a new career high, trying to add to that, and he misses here. So Tucker, the leading free throw shooter, claps his hand. Trying to knock down his 25th point. Looks short. It rolls around. Got the shooter's roll. So his first free throw of the night, 25 points for Tucker Blackwell. And we're still in the third. Football pass, and Van Dievener couldn't hold on to it, but got it right back off the deflection by Tucker Blackwell. So Van Dievener scores his first field goal. And we got a problem at the other end. And J.R. Holmes not real pleased. Neither is Jason Spear with the late call. It's going to be against a Columbus North Bulldog. And Van Dievener has picked them up in bunches. He had 2 in the first half. Now he's got 2 here in the second. And he's got 4 in the ball game. A minute 46 to play. And that was on Van Dievener. With the ball is Keenan Franz. Over to Blackwell. Nice pass. Very unselfish. And Martindale takes a nasty spill. Pops right back up. And he'll go to the line and shoot 2 on the beautiful pass inside by Tucker Blackwell.
Tucker assists starting data for him. He's got 2 in the ball game, but he's had a couple of good passes that the shots were missed, and he would have even more.
He got a beautiful pass from Johnny Jager on a slam dunk off the right wing earlier in this quarter. Connects on the free throw. Well, we've talked all season about the 6'5 senior improving his free throw shooting. Mired in the 50s the first 8 or 9 games, and now a near 70% free throw shooter, which is in line with the rest of the Southsiders, who at game time came in averaging 72% from the free throw line. Martindale, who can score them in bunches, now with 7 points in the quarter to lead South. But Blackwell has led them with that 13-point burst. He hasn't missed a three all night long. Columbus North, if you just joined us, they came out in the dressing room on an 8-0 run to get back into the ballgame and trailed by 8. And then South went on a 10-0 run. Martindale connects on both free throws, and it's 61 now to 35. Or check that, 51 to 35. With it is Glick. Nice move inside, and he's traveling. Took too much of the stroll move down on the right baseline that time. Another turnover against Columbus North.
Yeah, Glick is trying to force things, trying to do too much.
And Jason Spear wants a timeout. We'll break for a half minute, a minute 28 to play. We're late in the third. Panthers lead at 51-35. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. The news not good from Ellettsville as Brown County continues its string of wins, and they win outright the Western Indiana Conference Championship, beating Edgewood tonight, the final 55-49, as John Blau tells us from the HT. Well, that's a doggone shame. Had the home court. Bloomington North was up by 18 over Terre Haute North, who's lost a couple of key players. They've scored only 19 points through three quarters, Terre Haute North. Bloomington North leading by 18. They're in the fourth quarter. Panthers back with the ball. There's Tucker to the glass. No good. Tipped around. No. Fight for the rebound. Let's see. Tucker tying up a Bulldog, and that was Marcus Humes' possession arrow to Columbus North. Minute 5 to play here in the third. Well, the Panthers with Johnny Jaeger. When I say he's got only three, you expect the Panthers to be in hot water. Here comes Humes all the way, lays it up, went coast to coast, and laid it in.
Look what he got in front of him.
How about that?
I think the Panthers thought he was going to pass the ball to somebody. They just let him go.
So the bearded senior will step to the free throw line looking to try to complete the three-point play. Humes has come alive here in the third quarter. He has scored 4 points, looking for 5, inside a minute to play. And the Panthers lead, in and out, no good. Boy, he shoots every free throw the same way, and two or three of them tonight have dialed out with the same kind of spin. Yeah, kind of a straight-out push. Panthers will work for the final shot. They lead at 51-37 after leading by 17 at halftime. Columbus North cut it to 8, but Panthers came back with a 10-0 run. That rally really buoyed by Josh Martindale's 8-point quarter. Down to 25, and the Panthers just working off the clock as Tucker Blackwell running the point right now with Johnny out of the ball game. Gilpin in there with Chance Coyle, Franz, and also Nick Elliott. Down to 11, and now the Panthers will work their offense with 8 with 7. Tucker will get somebody involved. Over to Coyle. Feels it now, and Kranz threw it away. Right into the arms, and a needless, useless foul called on Chance Coyle. Went after the loose ball with 2/10 of a second, and to add insult to injury, it puts Columbus North into 1-1 with 2/10 of a second left in the third quarter.
Wow.
Chance Coyle was the guilty party, and that on Coyle is his third. Now on the bench is Logan Kirby, and stepping to the free throw line here is Jalen Flemons for the first time. And he rolls it in. First free throw of the year for Jalen Flemons. Promising freshman. So Jason Spear, he's got a lot left. No good. They'll take it and fire it. And that's the end of the third quarter. Well, that third quarter was, although South got 51 points, to lead it 51-38. The Bulldogs came back with 22 to outscore them by four. And there, well, this was not over yet. 51-38, we'll go to the fourth and final quarter after this one-minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. And we welcome Henderson Orthodontics to the radio dial, our new sponsor tonight. And as the ad suggests, Southern Indiana's number one choice for Invisalign. Online at smilesbyhenderson.com. 61-38, side out to the white-clad Panthers. A two-ball by Gilpin, no good. Cleared out of there by Alex King, who's doing a pretty good job rebounding. He had a pretty good quarter, had 8 points in the quarter. We'll give you the shooting splits in a second as Columbus North outscored South 22-18 to get back into this ballgame. J.D. Harris has started the fourth quarter now. Kelly gets the basketball, high post. Guarded out there by Nick Elliott inside. We got another Panther foul. Count the basket by Gilpin. And the foul is on the rather, count the basket by Glick. And the foul on Gilpin. His first of the ball game.
Two shooting splits at the end of three. Columbus North, they were 8 of 12 in that quarter. So they're up to 45% for the game, 13 to 29. Bloomington South under 50%, now 18 to 38, 47%.
Well, Glick misses the free throw, but King got the offensive rebound, now shoots a three, in and out, no good, and he's knocked down two, and that one all did everything but go in. 51 to 40, an 11-point lead. 7 minutes to play here in regulation. Dangerous cross-court pass. Tucker Blackwell inside. Gilpin off the glass, got it. Another assist for Tucker Blackwell. And Gilpin with his first field goal. And a little bit more breathing room, 53 to 40. Here come the blue-cladded Bulldogs. Shot by Glick, a three. Rebounded out of there by Johnny Jaeger, who's back in after he took a nasty spill. Shot fake by Johnny down on the wing. Entry pass by Coyle, and then throwing it away that time was Nick Elliott. Here comes Columbus North. Gilpin over, Glick over Gilpin. No good. Cleared out of there by Elliott. Nick does a good job of that. He positions himself well. Very sound, fundamentally sound basketball rebounder is Nick Elliott. With it down on the wing is Gilpin. 6:18 to play in the ball game, 53-40. Jaeger over to Blackwell, a three, and he got another one. Tucker Blackwell with 28. Well, John told me he has missed a three, but he's got seven in the ball game. 56 to 40, 28 points, shot taken and missed, but a foul is going to be nailed as Kelly took a shot, and he'll go to the line and shoot two.
Kelly able to get loose underneath.
Seven triples for Tucker Blackwell, 7 points here in this half to go along with that scintillating first 16 minutes he had. Kelly, a terrible free throw shooter, gets that one in. Always works the reverse.
Yes, it does.
56-41 at the six-minute mark. Lead has been as high as 18 and as low as 8 points in the third quarter. Columbus North scored the first basket tonight, and that was an air ball. So it didn't even make the rim.
He'll tell you. See, he's holding his wrist. Looked like it slipped out of his hands. That's what he'll tell you. But
56-41. Best of luck to the South wrestlers tomorrow, since we're doing a South game and the ball's deflected out of bounds. Last touch by a Bulldog. Griffin Shermer, and how about this Noah Hunt? Unbeaten freshman, 33-0. They start regional activity at 9 tomorrow right here in the Panther lair on the home court. South off tomorrow night. And there's Johnny inside over to Martindale, and he was fouled, and he'll go to the line and shoot two. Martindale was the one, actually the catalyst after Columbus North had cut the lead from 18 to 8 in the third. He got a little bit of a roll, scored 8 points in the third quarter. And now we'll go to the free throw line where he's 2 out of 2 tonight. Free throw shooting much better. 9 points. And Josh did not score a point in the opening half. Of course, wasn't a lot of room for the Panthers other than Blackwell, who was El Fuego, 21 points worth. And Martindale finally misses after three in a row. He's got nine, and it's 57-41. Brown County wins the WIC tonight, beating Edgewood 55-49. Long range three again by King. Got iron, no. Kelly kept it alive. Corona outside to Glick. Back to Vince. Vince deals it inside, and he was held on the arm. So Vince Corona. I don't believe that was a shooting foul. Well, it doesn't matter because that is the, believe, the 10th team foul. So it's double bonus time the rest of the ball game, which could be key. So Grana will go to the free throw line shooting two. 57-41. Bloomington North has knocked off Terre Haute North. 53-37, so they throw the defensive clamps on the Patriots tonight and also send them to 0-6 in Conference Indiana. But again, they have sustained a lot of injuries this year. Grana connects. He's only a 56% free throw shooter coming into tonight's ball game and canned both of those. So again, might want to mark that down, John. Double bonus from the 5:23 mark on for Columbus North. And they're not out of this one yet. 57-43. They play hard man-to-man defense. Squad depleted and playing without 42 of its offensive points with the unfortunate injury to Josh Fidel and Trent Larson. Got a foul after a shot. Columbus North will continue to play.
I don't know what the call.
He didn't.
He did not.
Ball was evidently kicked. South will trigger it in their own half court. Logan Kirby back in playing with four, and there's a touch foul called against J.D. Harris. So a couple of games in the books tonight. Earlier tonight, Aaron Parker's JV, 17-0. Alex Franklin with 10, Hunter Lloyd with 6. 35-24 over Columbus North. 4:57 to play in this one. And to the free throw line is Johnny Jager. And Jager's missed two tonight. Short on that one. Johnny has scored 3 points tonight. 11 below his average. 57-43. Glick will fire, miss, and Martindale's got the rebound. Outlet pass over to Blackwell. Quickly threw it too hard and too far for Nick Elliott. Turnover to Bloomington South. We'll give Columbus North the pumpkin. Trailing by 14 here with 4:40 to play. Across the timeline, Grana deals it now. J.D. Harris goes and gets it over to Glick. Elliott is out on him with Martindale switching with Elliott. Of course, Martindale's got to keep his eye peeled on King. Backdoor Harris, and he's fouled by Tucker Blackwell. Well, as I say, two shots the rest of the night for Columbus North in the double bonus, which could be key. As it is twofold here, A, they're a good free throw shooting team, 71%, and two, it stops the clock, obviously. Harris at the line, no good. A little bit too hard, and it's only his second free throw opportunity of the year. Not everybody, but Hunt, or rather King, has shot a free throw tonight. Van Dievener hasn't, and we haven't seen Stephon Petersmith. Here comes Humes back in as Harris will try to nail one of two and get his first point of the night, his first varsity point, and he didn't get either. And Logan Kirby's got the rebound. Panthers with a 14 point lead in the basketball. Let's see if they work a little clock. Michael Connor has checked into the ball game. Harris over there by J.D. Harris. A long three by Johnny. Can't get it to go tonight. Inside, the ball stolen away from Martindale. Glick with the basketball spinning inside, and he's fouled, and he'll go to the line and shoot two.
Enjoys this, trying to force things inside offensively here tonight.
Well, Cooper Glick is going to shoot two, and he's the best Columbus North free throw shooter. And that being said, tonight, Glick has missed one, and the Southpaw trying to trim this game to 12. In the air, got it. That is his seventh point here in the second half. He now has 15 in the ball game, which is right about his average. Bends the knees and sends it. Got them both. Four out of five from the line, and here comes Columbus North. Still loads of time, 3:55 to play. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here at the 9 o'clock hour. You're listening to South Panther basketball. Panthers back door, Connor had a notion, deals it back outside. Tucker Blackwell threw a bullet in. Connor was too far underneath the iron. Martindale pulled outside, gives it back to Connor now. 3.5 to play in the ball game. Now Logan Kirby straight out, can't get it, and Glick's got a rebound. He can get it to single digits here. He's palming the basketball and no call, and picks up another two-shot foul. Well, we talked about it. Columbus North being in the double bonus at the 5:23 mark of the fourth quarter, and they're using the free throw line, John, big time to do what South has done to teams this year, and that's shoot a ton and make a ton from the free throw line in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's what Glick's doing right here. He's already 2 of 3 from the line.
Well, he's 4 out of 5 tonight, now 5 out of 6. And Glick working on a nice night now, has a 19 points. So he's scoring well. The senior trying to make it a 10-point ball game, misses here, and Logan Kirby with the rebound. So Glick's missed a couple, but he's got 11 points here, 19 in the ball game. 3:09 to play. High lob pass. Oh, nice recognition. Logan Kirby over to Martindale. Big basket there. Columbus North had cut it down to 59, or rather 57 to 46, and Martindale responds. He's in double figures with 11. Glick will try to get some of it back. Fires a three. No good. Cleared out of there by the Panthers, and that is Logan Kirby, and they threw it away. That was a bad pass by Johnny. Here comes Columbus North. They have the number. Shot taken, missed, another two-shot foul. And Logan Kirby is fouled out of the ball game.
Columbus North, Joe, this will be their 11th and 12th free throw attempts of the quarter.
59 to 46. And Logan Kirby is evening is through. 4 points, and he fouls out with 2:39 to play. And here's Glick back at the free throw line.
He's had a tough shooting night, Glick has. He is 5 of 17.
He's hit a couple of threes, all of those early. Three fielders, helped in the comeback in that third quarter, along with Alex King, who had an 8-point third quarter. And Glick connects on the free throw. He's 6 of 8.
Jager having a tough shooting night for the Panthers, just 1 of 8.
Yeah, and Johnny's missed two free throws. Tucker Blackwell has kind of cooled down. He's got 28 in the ball game, a new career high, and that one rims in. So again, here comes Columbus North, and Jason Spear wants a timeout. We'll keep it right here. 2:39 to play, 59-48. The Panthers lead it. Part of our broadcast crew tonight brought to you by Smithville. Smithville Security has new low-cost energy management equipment that allows you to manage your lights, thermostat, and lots more over a monitored security system. For a safe and efficient home or office, schedule a free on-site assessment. Give Smithville a call at 812-876-2211. Notice I threw in the area code there because what is today? Tomorrow it goes into effect. So if you haven't kind of changed up your cell bank, you might want to do that, or you're going to get these little nasty recording operators that you'll get sick of hearing that your call cannot be completed. So that starts tomorrow. South Central Oral Surgery Center, one of our sponsors. They'll help you with everything from wisdom teeth removal to teeth in a day. Visit their website at IndianaOralSurgery.com. Well, let's see now. Personnel-wise, 11-point lead. Panthers have led by as many as 18, got down to 8 in the third, and now Columbus North trying to use the free throw line to their advantage here in the fourth quarter. Brand stays in, bounces it in to Tucker Blackwell, and a little 2-2-1 zone trap against Gilpin. Gilpin finally clears it, get it across the line, Chance. He does, finally over to Franz. Back to Chance Coyle. And the Columbus North Bulldogs, like they have from the opening tap, playing their man-to-man. 2:20 to play, Panthers clinging to an 11-point lead. Gilpin shot fake from three. The senior with the basketball now takes the offense out front to Tucker Blackwell. Blackwell tried to work it against the freshman. Good defense that time by the young man that has played well tonight, Trey Vincent. Now we got a foul called against Vincent.
Again, not sure how much playing time he expected to see prior to this game, but based on his performance tonight, he's going to see a lot more from here on out.
Here comes Kenyon, and he gets a nice round of applause. Vincent comes out, as does J.D. Harris. I didn't pay all that much attention to how long they played in the JV game, but you're right, Vincent and Harris have had good quality minutes here in this varsity game. Key free throw gunned in by Tucker Blackwell, who now will be shooting for 3-0 here. A new career high for the junior guard. 29 points, 8 here in the second half. Tucker 2 of 3 from the line. Bends it, sends it on its way, no. Fight for the rebound, cleared out of there by Humes. Humes has done a nice job on the glass, so Tucker has missed 2 free throws tonight. 29 points, though, and there's a bad pass stolen away by Chance Coyle. 60-48. Inside, 2 to play. South of Worksham clock now. Gilpin comes out, gets the ball over to Tucker, or rather to Keenan Franz. Signed a football tender with Valparaiso University earlier this week. Gilpin on the dribble, down to a minute 32. Columbus North taking advantage of a, there's a nice pass inside. Coyle deals it back. Gilpin a 3 straight out. No, fight for the rebound. Maybe not a 3 you're looking for. Here comes Humes off the glass, missed the shot. And a foul is going to be nailed on Tucker Blackwell, and he seems to be writhing in pain. May have taken one in the solar plexus, and is he down on his haunches? Took one in the side of the ribs that time, trying to defend Humes. That on Tucker, his second. Well, here's Humes again. Only a 54% free throw shooter at game time, and he's only hit 2 of 5 tonight in the air, and he got that one. So Humes has scored 5 here in the second half. He's got 7 in the ball game. And with 1:17 to play, it's 60-49. King comes out of the ball game, and Kelly comes back in. So Humes, the senior, 6'4", hits them both. 4 of 7, and it is 60-50. Well, it's been as low. Now this little trap, finally South breaks it wide open. Coyle finds Martindale, and he blew the dunk. And there's Tucker Blackwell, and what an outstanding play by Blackwell, saving the ball after the missed dunk by Martindale off the pass from Chance Coyle. Minute 7 to play, Panthers inside. Blackwell again to Coyle inside, and Chance has got his second basket. That'll just about do it, 62-50. Panthers' winning streak will be 13. What a nice move. There's a blocked shot. I don't know who got that. I think it was Martindale. Coyle got the rebound. Up court, over to Franz, and he'll back up the offense. 47 seconds to play. It'll be a Panthers sweep tonight. No action tomorrow night. They'll be at Owen Valley next Thursday. Give and go. Johnny's got his second field goal of the night, and he was fouled, I believe. He was fouled by a Bulldog. No, he was not. The timeout was called. South wants to set up its defense. They lead by 14. We'll keep it right here, John.
Joe, a number of Panthers performing well on the boards here tonight. Just looking down here at the numbers. Chance Coyle has 7 rebounds. Keenan Franz, in the limited duty, he's been out there tonight. He's got 6 boards. And Logan Kirby has 7 boards, and he fouled out of the ballgame. So a number of Panthers doing a good job on the glass.
Part of our broadcast tonight brought to you by HFI Residential Services, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Go online at herald-fish.com. That's HFI Residential Services. Hilliard Lions, they're still located, as they have been for years, over on South College there at 202. Is their address. Visit them on the web at Hilliard.com. Hilliard Lions, investment growing to investment counseling to grow, protect, and managing wealth. And they've been doing that around these parts since 1854. Yeah. Next broadcast, Thursday night. Tough loss will be in the corral. Mustangs and the Eastern T-Birds, who are having a pretty good year. Choctaw and Dave Mahurin at 7 o'clock for that Thursday night ball game. Mustangs lost an opportunity to a co-championship. Glick inside, working against Coyle, got the basket and one. Well, the points adding up now for Cooper Glick. He's got 21, and he'll try to complete the three-point play. Cutting the lead down to 12. That foul on Coyle, it's irrelevant. I mean, that's four. JR not pleased with that, but there's only 26 seconds left in the ball game.
Tell you, Joe, anybody thought Columbus North was just going to come in here tonight? And,
yeah.
Well, they played hard.
Yeah, you know, you're anywhere from 14 for some of these freshmen, 14, 15 years, all the way up to what Spidell was 18, is 18, still in an induced coma, and you just the range of emotions. You know, they endured a tough week. Glick hits the free throw. He's got 22 points, and he almost stole the ball and did. A nice play as he took it away that time, and the new player in the ball game is Josh Hall. So Hall getting a little PT here. Also, Blake Collier in the ball game. Phil King's in. So an opportunity now, and a timeout called by Columbus North with 19 seconds to play, 64-53.
Joe, Josh Hall has really been tearing it up at the junior varsity level. I was talking to Aaron Parker. Saw him at my usual lunchtime haunt. We were talking about him. He said, starting out the year, I guess he was hurt. So he started a little slow. But, boy, he has really come on. He's had some double-digit ball games at the JV level. He's going to be a fine player here at Bloomington South.
Well, Tucker Blackwell set the table, and the rest of the Panthers sat down and ate. And the lead did get down to eight in the third quarter after Columbus North trailed by 18 in the opening half. Got it to eight with some nice play, not to mention putting 22 points on the board in the third quarter to get right back into the ball game. But Blackwell came out and hit the first 13 points for Bloomington South. Had 21 in the first half. He's gunned in seven triples tonight. He hadn't missed many shots. He's got a new career high of 29 points. And he'll kick himself in the rump by missing two free throws.
Yeah, he's only missed two shots.
Or he'd be in the 30s.
Pardon me, three.
64-53 as Columbus North will trigger it out. Glick will have to fire a three. Shot fake. Now deals it inside and threw it away. Chance Coyle on the steal. And let's see, that's no sense to foul now. Bloomington South across the line with 5 seconds to play, and the ball's thrown away. Here comes Columbus North. Glick with a second to play, lays it in at the buzzer. And what a second half that young man had, but it's too little too late as the Panthers wind up winning tonight 64-55 to clinch second place in Conference Indiana. Still hopes alive for a possible share with Southport. But that is going to hinge on what goes on tonight with Perry Meridian at Southport. Obviously, if Perry Meridian wins it, we have a share of the title. So hopes are still there. 5-1 on the year, 15-2 overall, 13 in a row, the final 64-55. We'll close out things tonight as our postgame show begins. And as always, it's brought to you by Black Lumber and by Advance Auto Care. 1710 South Henderson, a long-time address for Black Lumber, Advanced Auto Care at 1077 Air Drive. 64-55, Tucker Blackwell, a new career-high 29 points, igniting things early. Panthers hold on. They win by nine over the undermanned Columbus North Bulldogs. Our postgame show just around the bend after this one-minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everybody. It's our postgame show brought to you by Black Lumber, your local home improvement specialist with all the tools and materials you need for indoor and outdoor home improvements, and by Advanced Auto Care for routine maintenance or repairs on your car. See Andy tomorrow and the installation experts at Advanced Auto Care at 1077 Air Drive, or give them a call Saturday at 330-1620. Well, the Panthers wind up scoring 13 points in the fourth quarter. They win it by nine as Columbus North's offense came alive in the second half. As we told you, or if you just tuned in, the Bulldogs trailed by 18 at half, or rather 17 at half, by as many as 18 in the opening half, 33-16 at half, but then scored the first 8 points coming out of the dressing room, got back into the ball game, trimmed it down to eight, and held it, you know, they held things close. playing as they are under man tonight without Josh Spiedel and Trent Larson. They score 15 points, so they outscore and put 37 on Bloomington South. In the actually, they scored more than that. They had 20, so they had an excellent second half, putting 42 points on the board against Bloomington. Hell, I'll get that right in a second. Don't want to give them too much credit, but they did score well. They had 22 points, I know, in the third quarter, and they came back here and scored 17 points. So they scored 39 in the second half, outscoring Bloomington South, who led it 33-16, and then they scored 31. So it was 39-31. And as John will tell you, a ton of free throws shot in the fourth quarter. 16 of them in the fourth quarter shot by Columbus North. They went into the double bonus at the 5:23 mark and utilized that to whittle things down and to keep this basketball game close. Our Monroe County postgame show featuring the Panthers tonight, 64-55. With the loss, Columbus North drops to 14-5 and 4-2 in the league play. And the Panthers, again, hopeful of, hello, Jeff. Hey, take care of things at Columbus North. Jeff Hester running by here at halftime, or rather here in the postgame, the athletic director at Columbus North. And as we all know, certainly a very traumatic week over at Columbus North High School. Good to see Jeff. But getting back to this ball game, Panthers opened up thanks to Blackwell. He had 16 points in the first quarter. Hit 13 in a row. Panthers led 20-7, 33-16 at the end of the half. And Blackwell had 21 points, scored 8 in the second half, and missed a couple of free throws, which is not like him, or he'd have been in the 30s tonight. And then Columbus North got a nice 24-point effort from Cooper Glick to keep him in the ball game, and John will give you those free throw totals here in a second. So a career night for Tucker Blackwell, and the Panthers win it 15-2, their record 5-1 in Conference Indiana. And off tomorrow night before they head over to Patriot Hall to take on Owen Valley on Thursday night of next week. We'll have final comments. John will have his box score. We'll pass along our Monroe County scoreboard after these timeouts. And our post-game show brought to you in part by Advanced Auto Care and by Black Lumber. John has his players of the game as well, our Green and Schultz trial lawyer player of the game. Now I wonder who that might be. Huh. And we'll be back after these timeouts. Panthers win it 64-55. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Final notes and quotes from the Holmes Court, the South Panther gym, as the Southsiders take care of business tonight, 64-55. Let's catch you up on the other Monroe County finals. On our post-game show, Bloomington North beats Terre Haute North tonight on the McKinney Court, 53-37, 14-5 now. Nice season rolling on for those Cougars, the maroon and gold, as tomorrow night they will be out of action. The only local team to play on Saturday night will be at Edgewood. They're down at Orleans, and Orleans having typically another one of their outstanding seasons. So that's not going to be any easy game, especially after the Mustangs lost an opportunity tonight to be crowned co-WIC champions as Brown County beat them, coming back in the fourth quarter and knocking off Edgewood 55-49. So that brings you up to date on our scoreboard. Earlier tonight, Bloomington South over Columbus North in the JV game, 35-24. Aaron Parker's crew, 17-0. Alex Franklin with 10 and Hunter Lloyd with 6. And earlier tonight, the Winter Sports Carnival taking place. And Denise Asquey, beautiful young lady, and obviously a very talented a student athlete, not only in the classroom, but she's the best tennis player in the state and will be the defending Class A, or rather the defending singles number one player in the state when the spring comes around. Denise Askew was the queen, and also the king, Anthony Williams. Outstanding track and cross country young man. So those were the coronations before the game, king and queen. And before we turn it over to John for his stats, tomorrow don't forget the wrestling regional right here. And the best of luck to all seven of our champions from the sectional. Three of them from Ridgewood. We got two unbeatens going, as I was telling you earlier today, including one that is a freshman here at South, Noah Hunt, at 106. He's 33-0. And of course, Gabe on his way to IU, he's perfect at 160. And then we got, Rhett Blake and David Hanna from Edgewood. We've got Hunter Dalton and Zach Way from Marty Hutzel's camp, and Griffin Shermer makes it the other qualifier that won a title. Now I'm talking about title, but the regional on the line tomorrow for Mike Runyon's ball club. Had him in ball club wrestling squad. We had him in Yogi's a couple of weeks ago, and as I speak, here come the wrestlers bringing the mats. So the activity will start at 9. Also, Bloomington South girls, along with Edgewood and Bloomington North, competing in the girls' sectional tomorrow. That will be the finals will lift off at 1 o'clock. So we've caught you all up, except for the final stats. Here's John.
Okay, Joe, before I jump into that, Austin Renard had 20 points tonight for Edgewood in a losing effort. Okay. For the Bloomington South Panthers, they were led in scoring by Tucker Blackwell, scored 16 of his game-high 29 points in the first quarter. Tucker did a few things wrong here tonight. Finishes 10 of 13 from the field, 7 of 8 behind the arc, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. 29 points, 3 rebounds, and 4 assists, doing a pretty good job of filling in all the boxes, as you'd like to say. And we drop down to Josh Martindale, scored all 11 of his points in the second half. He finishes 11 points, 2 rebounds, 4 of 9 from the field, 3 of 4 from the charity stripe. Chance Quayle, good performance off the bench with 8 points, 7 rebounds, 2 of 3 from the field, hit all 4 of his free throws. 5 points, 4 rebounds for Johnny Jager. Johnny didn't shoot the ball very well tonight. 2 of 9, missed all 3 free ball attempts. 1 of 3 from the stripe. So, yeah, shooting was not his thing tonight, but he had a great 4 game, finishing with 6 assists. 4 points and 5 rebounds for Nick Elliott. Nick hitting 1 of 3 from the field, 1 of 2 from the stripe. 2 points, 6 rebounds for Keenan Franz off the bench. He hit 1 of 2 from the field. Taylor Gilpin with 2 points. And Michael Connor played but did not score. Cooper Glick finishing with 24 points for Columbus North. 7 of 18 from the field, 2 of 4 behind the line. He was 8 of 10 from the charity stripe. 8 points each from Marcus Humes and Alex King. And a good-looking freshman, Trey Vincent, came up with an 8-point performance off the bench. And it's Alex King. He didn't look like a guy, Joe, that would be a good three-ball shooter, but he was proficient in that area tonight. He was 2 of 5 from behind the line. It actually reminded me a little
third
bit
quarter,
of
he got hot.
Elliot Welmer, who is, I'm talking to Tom Russ, said he's tearing him up at that prep school in Maine. Of course, he's headed to St. Louis next year. He's averaging, Tom said, over 30 points a ball game, but he was also an outstanding three-ball shooter for Columbus North. Shooting splits for the teams tonight. Bloomington South finishing at 48%, 23 of 48. They were 7 of 13 behind the line for 54%, 11 of 17 from the stripe for 65%. Columbus North this evening, they were 16 of 39 from the field. That is 41%. They were 5 of 17 behind the line for 29%. They went to the free throw line 16 times in the fourth quarter, 24 times in the second half. They were 18 of 28 for the ball game at 64%. Panthers winning the battle on the boards 34-28. Turnovers tonight, Columbus North with 11 and Bloomington South with 10. So again, Tucker Blackwell, career night from that young man, 29 points. Panthers prevail 64-55.
Time now for our postgame Panther player of the game, brought to you by Green & Schultz Trial Lawyers. You know, if you're injured, you need options, knowledge, and respect. Call Green & Schultz toll-free at 866-685-6800 or go online at greenschultz.com. They make tough times better for you.
Joe, it's an easy one tonight. Tucker Blackwell, 29 points, 3 rebounds, 10 of 13 from the field, 7 of 8 from behind the arc, 2 of 4 from the stride, 4 assists, but he got things going there in the first quarter when he hit all 7 of his field goal attempts, including 4 for 4 marksmanship behind the arc, hit his first 5 three-ball attempts tonight. But, again, he got things going. 29 points, career high for the young man. He is our post-game player of the game.
Hey, don't forget there are 3 ways you can hear high school sports on WGCL, online, on air, of course, and on demand. So listen to us every Friday night or on your computer at WGCLradio.com. After the game, stop by WGCLradio.com for the on-demand replay. Monroe County High School Sports presented by Smithville. There are live online streaming sponsor and have been for the last couple of years. Don't forget Bob Lovell in Indiana Sports Talk coming up as soon as we leave the air, as he will run down all of the scores from this first Basketball Friday of the month of February and get you ready for a collegiate weekend. The Hoosiers of Tom Crean are off until Sunday battling Michigan on national TV. A hookup on CBS, tip-off from the Assembly Hall will be at 1 o'clock. Terry Morin's women, they go over to Ohio State to play at 2 o'clock. So that's the story for Katie Robbins, our producer, John Callahan, alongside all of our sponsors, Joe Smith. The final once again from the home scored, Bloomington South, 13 in a row. They move into sole possession of second place in Conference Indiana at 5-1, getting a career night from Tucker Blackwell with 29 points as they knock off Columbus North 64-55. You've been listening to Bloomington South Basketball on Newstalk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Until next Thursday night, Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock with Dave Mahurin, Edgewood, and the Eastern T-Birds. Have a great weekend, everyone. We bid you adieu from the home court at Bloomington South. Good evening, everybody.